The sermon title this week, How Do We Do It?, comes from our Luke passage as much as anything. And then it's going to be informed by a brief devotional that Amanda, our interim moderator, and only two times in a row moderator of General Assembly and a whole bunch of other things, president of the Canadian Council of Churches, gave to us on elders as a devotional that fit into it really well for me. Because when we look at this, this is sort of a condensed version of the Beatitudes that you see, that we read in Matthew. They're there, but they're a little bit shorter, there aren't as many, and they're immediately contrasted with these other things. Because if you look at them, you say, blessed are those who are poor, and then you go down to 24, but woe to you who are rich. Blessed are you hungry, woe to you who are well-fed, and on it goes. And Jesus is contrasting these two things. Well, the question is, I don't think any of us want to be put in the woe category. So how do we do these others? Like, how do we be poor or hunger or weep or be hated? I don't think we're supposed to go out there and find these things. That's not what Jesus is talking about. What I think Jesus is reminding us is that it's not always going to be as easy in various places as it is here, in this place, in this community of faith. I mean, when we're here together, it's easy for us, or at least easier for us to admit our poverty. Maybe not financially, but maybe at the moment we're having a low spell in our faith. We're finding it difficult to believe that God loves us as much as we know God loves us. So we're poor in faith, or we're hungry for a sense of God. And taking these metaphorically is not all bad. That's not what Jesus was speaking specifically to people in these physical states, but it goes beyond that. And we look at these blessings and woes about being, and if we choose to look at them from a spiritual perspective, if you will, then how do we address these? Because if we are poor, how are we blessed? How does that work? How are we blessed if we're hungry for perhaps for an experience with God that is new for us, is more than we've had before? Or what about those of us who are grieving for the loss of a person, a relationship, a dream, the world, the environment? There's lots of things to grieve about. And while few of us are hated, I think, what we believe is often dismissed or misrepresented or shown in a very peculiar light that doesn't fit at all. So, how do we survive? We become like trees. Because what makes a good tree? First of all, let's say that trees are good things. We appreciate trees. Those of us in Regina, one of our favorite little facts for people who come and visit is that every tree you see, somebody dug a hole and stuck it in there because it was just flat plains before. We appreciate trees. When people cut down trees, it's a big thing. A while ago, the Wascana Park Commission, or whatever they call themselves, was doing an expansion of some buildings and all that. It took forever to get through the public hearings and things because they were going to cut down a bunch of trees, and we don't like that. Trees are pretty. They give us oxygen. They give us fruit. Scripture tells us in one place as well, reminding the Israelites, when you go to war, don't cut down fruit trees. They're important. Leave them alone. So if we become trees, what does that mean? Well, the thing that Amanda pointed out that struck me also was that trees are stable things. I mean, we all know that trees aren't immortal, but most of us, you know, like the trees that we're familiar with tend to be around for a long time. They tend to be stable. They stay where we leave them. You don't come back and it's moved over a bit. And in some ways, this building has been a tree. A tree for us. A place of familiarity, a place we know, a place of stability, a place that's always been here. Just like that tree you climbed in the farm back when you were a kid, and you go back and you look at it, and it's both bigger and smaller than I remember. It's easier to reach those branches that I had to jump for. But the tree is still there. And this tree of stability, of the physical plant, the physical space that we're in right now, has been good to us and for us for years. And when we think about going to another place, it's kind of scary. It's a little unsettling. We might not like to think about it. We think of what's going on in this place and we think, well, how can we leave that behind? How will we survive? How will we do it? By becoming trees ourselves. Because it's not only churches that are trees. We can be trees. Because there are things that I especially like that Jeremiah talk about trees, although Psalm 1 is very good also, but I especially like Jeremiah because it talks about, you know, there are people who put their trust in the wrong place, and their kind of tree, their kind of shrub, is in the wastelands, it's in the desert, in a salt land where no one lives, all of those things. There are things in life that make things hard for trees. Drought. We're familiar with that in Saskatchewan. We get drought. That's hard on trees. Sometimes there's too much water. That doesn't help a tree either. Those things can happen to us as well. Life can become difficult for us, not because we've done anything to deserve it, but because life is life in a fallen world. And sometimes we will find ourselves in drought. We will find ourselves in too much heat or not enough sun or whatever else it might be. But what do we do? Well, for the trees that are successful, it's because they're planted by water. Something that in Regina, that has no natural water, anything is even more amazing to me. But if you plant trees by water, they're more likely to survive. They have a source that they might not otherwise. And we, too, have a source of water, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is symbolized by water in many places in Scripture. And this is just one more where we can use it. The Holy Spirit's presence can be that comfort that we can always depend on. The Holy Spirit can be that stream that wherever we end up when we move from this place, from this comfortable, familiar, stable, and much-loved tree. How do we send our roots out to this stream as individual trees to become a forest that then becomes a tree? The metaphor breaks down at one point, as they always do. But we as individuals, what do we do? How do we connect with that stream, with that water? Well, there's lots of ways. And one of them is what we're doing now, is getting together to worship together. If it's in this place or any place, just like when it was on Zoom because of the pandemic, we were still in that community. Community is one of the ways that we connect with the Holy Spirit the very best. Because when we're together, something seems to happen. And it's not that the Holy Spirit doesn't meet us when we're on our own, because, of course, we are frequently met by her in our prayer time when we're for a walk. But when we're together, this is one of the places that we connect with the Holy Spirit, because we remind ourselves when we're in this community of faith that part of that faith is a faith in a Holy Spirit who is promised as an advocate for us When Jesus left, Jesus said, it's to your benefit that I leave, because now you get the Holy Spirit. That includes us. So we pray, we do our own Bible study, we meet together for coffee, we meet together for worship, whatever it might be. And when we do that, it keeps our leaves green. It keeps us healthy. And when we're healthy, we can bear fruit. Moving from here to the next space. It's tempting to say that, well, what are we going to do? Will we accomplish anything? What will we? Who knows? Maybe this is what we need to bear fruit. Maybe it'll open us up to people who are looking for a group of people just like us. I don't know, because I don't have that gift of looking into the future prophecy, and I'm mostly glad I don't, and I don't need it in this case, because as we move forward in faith, as we move forward through prayer and through consideration, through discussing what it is that we need to do next, we're moving forward under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And so if we go from this place to another, there's no reason for us to believe we won't be leafy, green, fruit-bearing trees. It might take a while for us to establish ourselves. I've never transplanted a tree. Well, I don't transplant anything. I kill plants that aren't transplanted, so why would I try that? But when you transplant a tree, it takes a while for it to get established. It might take us a while. It might not. But we're always going to be trees connected to the stream of living water, to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit has said, I am with you always. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to think like trees. I'm going to try and remember that and try and remind us of it if we need to. And not just any trees, but trees that are planted in the best place possible, right next to a stream. In our case, a stream that will never run dry, that will never be affected by drought, too much algae, or whatever else can go wrong with a stream. Because our stream is the Holy Spirit, who will be with us, nourishing us, enabling us to do what it is that we've been called to do next, even when we don't know exactly what that looks like. Amen.